Reggie, Brian?
Yes, Father.
What time of night do you call this thing?
It's 4 o'clock in the morning, Father.
Oh, 4 o'clock in the morning, you, my boy. I've been sitting here since half past 11 wondering what's happened to you. I've been sitting here eating my heart out. I have to get up in 2 hours' time.
I know, Father.
I have to get up at 6:30. Where have you been?
Father, I'm 28 years old. Surely I'm old enough to go where I like, with whom I like, at what time I like. I was out with friends.
Friends? Friends? I call them fiends. They're nothing but a pack of whores.
The word is whore, Father, and then...
Yeah, you've become a regular little Rolling Stone ever since you opened that stupid little shop of yours.
There's nothing stupid about the boutique, Father. It happens to cater for modern trends, which you may be a little out of touch with, that's all.
Well, I thank the Lord I've lost contact with painted ties, kinky boots and PVC underwear. What sort of a bloody job is that then, eh? Wash my mouth out with soap and water. What I'd like to know is what's wrong with the drains then, eh? I've been down the drains all my life. My father before me's been down the drains and my grandfather before me's been down the drains. The whole family's been down the drains for centuries.
Father.
I suppose you're too big to go down the drains, aren't you?
Father, the mere fact that our entire family tree grew in the drains is no reason why I should spend my life in a sewer.
If your mother was alive today, she'd have something to say about it. Oh, Rosie, Rosie, why did you leave me, my darling, to cope with such an ungrateful son?
Don't drag Mother into it, please.
I can scarcely drag your poor mother into it when she's 5 foot underground, can I? How did we spawn this fop? You're all lardy-da, aren't you? You're too clever for your old father now, aren't you? Yes. Yes, of course you're too good for the drains, I forgot. You're a bloody marquis, aren't you? Oh, wash my mouth out with soap. Look here, my boy, I'll tell you. The drains are too good for you. That's what it is. I've seen better things than you floating down the drains.
Father, I don't know why you go on about the drains. You know perfectly well you retired at 31 and you haven't been down there since.
Oh, well, I haven't been down there since you, my boy.
Don't tap me with paper, Father.
Now then, Rosie. Rosie, my darling, do you see what a popinjay we have for a son? What a strutting peacock. Did I fight in the war to hear you abuse me in such a way? Eh? Did I?
I've no idea, Father, if indeed you did fight in the war.
If indeed I did fight? Well, if indeed I did fight you, my boy. What's this then, eh? Tell me what this is. Tell me what that is then, go on.
That's your navel, Father.
Really? That's funny. I thought I contracted that on Dunkirk on the beach, crawling on my hands and knees to preserve you, eh?
Father, if that's a war wound, I think you'll find I've got a similar one under my
shirt. I don't want to see under your shirt. I don't want to see under your shirt. You disgust me. You disgust me. I've been thurifer at St. Thomas's Beckentry for 45 years, and I've never seen you in that place. I've never seen you within 2 yards of its portal.
Father, I can't help being an agnostic. I wish I had faith like you.
Well, I wish I had faith like you. You, my boy. Me. Now then. You come in here all hours of the morning, smelling of honey and flowers and reading your Poncy magazines and mixing your Bloody Marys. Oh, soap and water. I've got a good mind to give you a good hiding. I've got a good mind to take my belt off to you.
I wouldn't do that, Father. Your trousers will fall down.
Very funny. Very amusing. Very witty. Oh, yes. Wouldn't have had that sort of cheek from you when you were a little boy. You're such a lovely little boy. My golden-haired beauty, you were. Your mother and I, we used to go along the cliffs at West Cliff, and she used to be on one side and I used to be on the other, holding your little warm, wet hands. And you used to see a ship on the horizon. You used to say, Daddy, what's that? And I used to say, it's a ship. You never ask me that anymore, do you? You don't have to ask me anything, do you, eh? Fancy pants. All you need to do is go strutting down the King's Road every Saturday afternoon, showing off to your fiends. Every word you say is a stab in the back. Every gesture, every look you make is a thorn in my side.
Father, there's no need for you to come down the King's Road too. I could do perfectly well without you.
Oh, perfectly well without you, my boy. Rosie, did we in our moment of joy spawn this werewolf, this Beelzebub?
I don't know why you keep looking upwards when you mention Mother. You know perfectly well she's living in Frinton with a sailor.
That's a terrible thing to say. That's a bloody terrible thing to say. Soap and water. Do you think my wife would have left me? Do you think your mother would have left me? She loved me as I loved her. Good Lord. Do you think your mother would have gone off to live with some dirty matelot in Frinton? She worshipped the ground I walked on.
She liked the ground, but she didn't care for you, Father.
Oh, she didn't care for you, my boy. Now then, she's got up there to the great sir in the sky, the biggest drain of them all. All you can do is make this place into a sin cellar. Yeah, you're nothing but a whore. You're a whore. Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
Father, it's not your house, it's my house.
Oh, pardon me for living. Pardon me for having two strong, sturdy legs to stand on. Well, get out of your house then. And never darken your doorstep again. Oh, get out.
I'm going to bed, Father. Why don't you have a Cydrax?
Oh, Rosie, my darling, my doll, my sweetheart. Where did we go wrong?